Today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, and it's the choosing of our first deacons of the Catholic Church, the seven men that were chosen by the Lord to assist the Apostles in the work of the Lord. These were co-workers of the Apostles, and in fact today we have our deacon candidate sitting right over there. So wonderful that Vatican II restored the diaconate, and now there are so many parishes that have deacons that are assisting the priests. Well, how did the diaconate come about? Well, we see this in today's first reading, Acts chapter 6. It says the church was growing so rapidly, and the apostles, the 12, as they were called, capital T, the 12, were preaching the word of God. They were administering the sacraments, and they were so busy that in the daily distribution of food and clothing, not everybody was being reached. And some of the Hellenists, which were the Greek speakers, were complaining that their widows weren't getting enough help in the daily distribution of food and clothing. And so what did the 12 do? It says they gathered the community together and they said, you're right, but it's not right for us to neglect the word of God, namely preaching and doing the apostolic work that Jesus commanded to go out and preach the gospel to all nations. It's not right for us to neglect our sacred duty to preach the word of God, to administer the sacraments in order to serve at table, in order to help with the daily distribution of food. So then they said, select from among you seven men, and these were the qualifications. They had to be of good reputation. They had to be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with wisdom. And it says, we shall appoint them to this task. So notice it's a calling from God that the apostles would then appoint them to the task. Whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word, doing evangelization, preaching the word of God. So it says the proposal was accepted to the whole community. It says the community chose from among themselves Stephen, who would become a saint. He would become a martyr. He would be the first martyr, in fact, the proto-martyr. He is a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit. And these other six men, all with Greek-speaking names, because then they would be able to administer to the Greek-speaking widows. Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas, Philip. So these would be the first seven deacons of the Catholic Church. And it says, they presented these men to the apostles. See, at ordination you get presented to the bishop for ordination. As a deacon, your name is called out. As a priest, your name is called out. So you're presented by the community, by the vocation director. You're presented. What did the apostles then do? They ordained these men to holy orders. Very clear in Scripture. They prayed over them and they laid hands on them. Again, our Catholic faith is so wonderful, 2,000 years old. And we have something that we have at our own cathedral every year for the deacons and the priest ordinations, the bishop, the successor of the apostles, praying and laying hands upon the candidate, upon the one presented by the community. So they were ordained. And it says, the word of God, because of this, continued to grow and to spread, and the number of disciples greatly increased. See, these are the co-workers of the apostles. So what can a deacon do today in our church? Well, a deacon receives holy orders. A deacon could be either an unmarried man or a married man. And they can preach the word of God, give a sermon on a Sunday or at other events. They can read the gospel. Only a priest or deacon can proclaim the gospel. A deacon can witness marriages. It's the couple that administers the sacrament to each other when they make their wedding vows, but the priest or deacon is the witness. So a deacon can witness marriages. He can baptize, children or adults, babies or adults. A deacon can do wake services at funerals and things like that. In fact, there's only three things that a deacon cannot do. And that is say Mass, hear confessions, and anoint the sick. So that's the easy way to remember that those are the three things that a priest can do that a deacon cannot do, which is say Mass, which is changing the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, hear confessions and administer absolution and forgiveness to sins in confessional, and to anoint the sick, that special sacrament. So again, our Catholic faith is so wonderful. Here we are in sacred scripture, Acts of the Apostles, and we see the diaconate so clearly. So again, these are good passages to remember when people ask you about your faith. You would have to be able to give them an explanation, and it's also very helpful to be able to use sacred scripture to show them that our faith goes back 2,000 years.